there were so many people following Jesus, and he chose 72 of them to go ahead of him into the towns where he wanted to visit. He told them, "There are a lot of people ready to believe in me, but not enough people to tell them about me. It's just like a huge grain field that's ready to be harvested, but without enough workers to do it. So pray to God that he would send more people to tell about who I am. But I'm going to warn you, this could be dangerous, because they might be against you and what you're doing. They might even try to hurt you. So when you go into a town, look for a person who's peaceful and welcoming. Stay with him and eat with him, for a worker deserves to be paid. Then go into the town and heal people and tell everyone that God's kingdom is coming and that he's going to lead and save people." So the 72 went out and they did this. They came back to Jesus and they were so happy, telling him all that had happened. Well, another time, Jesus and his disciples were going through another city, and as they were leaving, there was a blind man begging for money on the side of the road. His name was Bartimaeus. Now, he had heard about Jesus, and he believed that he was the promised Savior. So as Jesus went by, he cried out, "Jesus, descendant of David, have mercy on me." But all the people around him said, "Shh, be quiet." But Bartimaeus just shouted even louder, "Jesus, descendant of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus heard him, he stopped, and he called Bartimaeus to him. And the people that were around Bartimaeus encouraged him and said, "Hey, good news. He's calling you. Go on, go on." And Bartimaeus jumped up and he went to Jesus. And Jesus asked him, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus said, "Teacher, I want to see." Jesus said, "Your faith has healed you." And immediately Bartimaeus could see, and he followed Jesus and his disciples along the road.